Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs level off around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 67. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Minuteman Economic News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the battle for the electoral process across the state of Kansas continues after a federal judge has now ruled that a Kansas law that bans pre-filled out mail-in ballot applications violates the First Amendment and is unconstitutional for the state of Kansas. KSN News reports that the law came into effect in 2021 after the Republican legislature passed the personalized application prohibition and then overrode Governor Kelly's veto on the bill. The law that is currently in effect makes it illegal for certain groups to provide would-be voters with applications that already have information filled out on the application in order to vote. It is the latest in the ongoing battle of how elections are being held in the state of Kansas after voter rights also have filed a lawsuit against the state legislature about the new law that is taking effect, eliminating the 3-day grace period for mail-in ballots in the state. The Republican state legislature also overrode the governor's veto on that bill this year. Mid-America Network News.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the summer sales sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles, and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
The general manager for the Kansas State Fair, Brian Scholes, has officially requested Reno County and the city of Hutchinson to help pay for the Kansas State Fair to build an emergency command center. As KSN News reports that according to the request by the Kansas State Fair, they see the new facility would house local law enforcement during events such as the Kansas State Fair on the fairgrounds and be used by the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to the fair officials, they say that state lawmakers want the program to be done by the local government since the building would be within Reno County's jurisdiction. But county leaders, however, say they're pushing back a bit, questioning why taxpayers would need to help fund a facility that the county wouldn't even own.
I think your request is pretty darn steep. You usually don't put money into buildings and infrastructure on somebody else's property.
That audio from KSN News is the state fair is requesting $500,000 from the county, saying that the design could, however, be adjusted to meet the county's needs, but no decision has been made so far.
Save big now on summer driving at Mike's OK Tire. With a $100 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich G-Force family of tires. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in. Offer ends July 22nd. A $100 rebate on a set of 4 qualifying Goodrich tires. This special offer through July 22nd only at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has announced that they have arrested a man on Wednesday from El Salvador that ICE has described as one of the country's most wanted criminals and said that they found him hiding in Nebraska's largest city of Omaha. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they have not officially identified the man publicly, but did tell reporters that the investigation was still ongoing, but did release a press statement as well, describing him as an MS-13 kingpin and said he was wanted for multiple homicides. Republican U.S. Senator Deb Fischer did release a statement after the announcement, posting on social media, thanking federal and local law enforcement agencies for working, quote, around the clock to keep our Nebraska communities safe. According to ICE, they say that the arrested leader had been wanted in connection with homicides of 5 different people, an attempt on at least one more, and an affiliation with a gang that alleged that was engaged in terrorism across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Tired of worrying about your fuel deliveries? At Kermer Oil, we understand that when you need it, you really need it. Since 1976, we've been the region's trusted fuel provider. We've built our reputation on dependable service, ensuring your bulk fuel, propane, and oil arrive exactly when you expect them. You can count on Kermer Oil for on-time delivery and a fair price every time. We're part of your community. Give us a call today or visit us at KermerOil.com. Kermer Oil, your reliable fuel partner.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A farm accident Tuesday claimed the life of 21-year-old Cole R. Mattson of Centralia. He's the son of Dan and Jennifer Mattson and a 2022 graduate of Centralia High School. No immediate details on the accident available. Services are planned Monday, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Gym. In response, Centralia volunteer firemen took to social media asking donations toward updating extrication equipment that could be used for farm and other accidents, noting that Marysville has loaned a spare set until theirs can be replaced. A $34,000 goal has been set for the purchase. Contributions may be left with the First Heritage Bank in Centralia. Jefferson County Fair in Fairbury continues through Sunday. Friday and Saturday nights, Midwest Nationals racing begins at 7, with live music to follow each evening. A free, fun, open horse show will also be featured Saturday beginning at noon. Full schedule of events online at jeffcofair.us and on Facebook. The Washington County Fair Quilt Show will begin at 2 p.m. this Sunday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Cleanup at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids this Sunday afternoon at 4. The annual Lynn Picnic gets underway tonight, continuing Saturday. This year's theme, There's No Time Like Picnic Time. Bounce houses this evening from 6 until 8. Kids games and a petting zoo 6 until 9, with a pulled pork supper at 6 this evening. Saturday begins with a breakfast at the shelter house at 8, fishing for the kids at 9. A German meal at the shelter house and cornhole begin at 11 with a road rally at noon. Free swimming at the Lynn City Pool Saturday afternoon 1 to 4 with a parade at 5. Demolition Derby Saturday evening at 6:30, and the Soul Preachers perform for a dance at 9 Saturday in Lynn. Full schedules on the Lynn Booster Club page on Facebook. Barnston Days Friday night continues Saturday. This year's theme is Wild West. Fun in the park this evening from 6 until 9 includes inflatables and kids games, chicken bingo at 6, bingo at 6:30, and a three-point contest. Saturday, a 5K, 1 mile, and predict walk starts at 8 with a breakfast. 3-on-3 basketball at 9. Parade Saturday at 10 in Barnston with a fireman's barbecue to follow at 11. Live music in the beer garden, plus cornhole at 1, bingo at 3, concessions at 5, and an AC/DC cover band Saturday evening at 8, $10 admission. Sunday, a garden tractor pull is planned at noon in Barnston with pizza and puzzles at the community center at 3. Bulldog Booster Club annual golf fundraiser will be held at the Marysville Country Club this Saturday, 8 a.m. registration with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Four-player scramble at the Marysville Country Club with all proceeds to benefit the Bulldog Booster Club. Join our public affairs program this weekend as Katie Jeter speaks with Mike Miller, new executive director with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on Key and EY. Florence McGrath, age 96, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday in Olathe. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf Cemetery. The ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Florence McGrath. Helene M. Champ, age 98, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery near Diller. Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Elaine Champ. Willifred Corky Godsey, age 95, of Waterville, passed away July 2nd. Memorial service is planned July 19th at 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Nurnment in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Corky Godsey. Nicole R. Mattson, age 21, of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Centralia High School Gymnasium. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Cole Mattson. Mary J. Von Riesen-Sorek, age 97, formerly of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service July 30th at 11:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial July 30th at 2:30 at the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation July 29th, 3 until 7, and family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Mary Sorek. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and apricots. Monday's menu, fish with a biscuit, mac and cheese, Normandy vegetable blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. And more scattered showers are possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some storms may produce heavy rain. Some showers are possible early on Saturday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Lots of sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more rain showers are possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. A slight chance for some rain on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91, record high on this date 111. The average low 69, the record low 51. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:09. Another round of showers, this one coming from the west overnight, fizzled out before it got here. Not a drop at the studios. And it's 77 degrees with an overcast sky. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 11th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Gather all the merry you can carry with Reflections Hallmark's annual keepsake ornament premiere, July 11th until the 19th. Experience over 250 new ornament designs while also discovering a new treasure or two. Pick up your pre-orders and receive a limited edition tote bag with any purchase. Christmas came early, July 11th through the 19th, with the annual Hallmark ornament premiere only at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
I'm Jim Baskwell. Get it started with baseball, where Mariners All-Star Brian Wu had 7 no-hit innings at Yankee Stadium, broken up by Jazz Chisholm leading off the 8th inning. The Yankees would rally from 5-0 down. They wound up forcing extras where their best player put it into things in the 10th.
The 1-1. High fly ball. Center field, tagging Volpe. The catch is made. Here comes Volpe. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's safe. Yankees win. A sack fly by Judge. Yankees win 6-5. From no hit to no way. They come all the way back to win it and sweep Seattle.
That It's Michael Kay on the Yes Network. It's a sack fly by Aaron Judge, shallow as it was in the 10th inning. Nice slide by Anthony Volpe. Yankees passed the Mariners 6-5. Brian Wu again took that no-hitter into the 8th inning. Seidon Rafaela, go-ahead, two-run double, part of a three-run seven. The Red Sox get their 7th straight win, beating the Rays 4-3. Pete Crowstrong, two more home runs, powering the Cubs past the Twins 8-1. Gunnar Henderson, a pinch-hit, two-run home run in the 8th. In the opener of the O's 3-1 win over the Mets, they sweep the doubleheader, getting a 7-3 win in the nightcap. Tyler Soderstrom, the walk-off winner. A's take the Braves in 11-5-4. Manny Machado, three hits, including a 16th home run. Padres over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Spencer Steer went deep in the red, 6-0 win over the Marlins. And Wilson Contreras goes yard as the Cardinals take the Nationals 8-1, and the Rangers blast the Angels 11-4. NBA, Cooper Flagg made his NBA debut in the Summer League, 10 points in 32 minutes, 5 of 21 from the field. Nafisha Collier, 17 points. Lynx beat the Sparks 91-82 from the W. And a huge upset from Wimbledon. Amanda Anisimova ousting the top seed Aryna Sabalenka in 3 sets.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors head into the final trading day of the week with new records to beat. The S&P rose 0.25%. The NASDAQ tacked on a fraction. Both closed at all-time highs Thursday. The Dow gained 192 points to finish at 44,651. The latest volley in the trade wars has been fired by President Trump, who says he's raising tariffs on many Canadian imports to 35%. He accuses Canada of failing to stop the flow of fentanyl over the northern border of the U.S. Delta Airlines kicked off the second quarter earnings season by posting a larger profit than anticipated and restoring its previous earnings outlook for the rest of the year. Delta's stock soared 12% after the carrier's earnings call. Another American legacy company has reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings despite new tariffs. Levi Strauss & Company CEO Michelle Gass acknowledges that Levi's prices have risen, but the company has raised its full-year guidance on strong foreign sales. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The new world screwworm is a serious threat to agriculture, especially to those who share a border with Mexico, causing painful wounds and infections in livestock. Infestations lead to lost productivity, higher veterinary costs, and trade challenges, making prevention and control essential for protecting animal health and the industry. Daryl Peel, a livestock economist from Oklahoma State University, talks about where he's at with the new world screwworm.
Yeah, so, you know, the border's been completely closed since early May as the USDA is trying to get in sync with the Mexican authorities on controlling and or at least containing and then beginning to control screwworm that had gotten into kind of the main body of Mexico. U.S. and Mexican authorities have worked hard the last few weeks to improve the process of trying to contain and control screwworm to keep it from encroaching even closer to the U.S. border. And satisfied with that progress, USDA has announced that they will begin a phased reopening of the border ports. Now, they're going to start on the western side of Mexico with the port in Arizona, Douglas, and then move eastward there through the New Mexico ports and eventually to the Texas ports. And that makes sense. The greatest threat is in the Texas ports to South Texas. If you think about the way Texas dips down to the southern tip, that gets farther and closer to the area that where the threat would be. So So, you know, we're going to begin a phased reopening. I think the dates they published are right after July 4th for Douglas, Arizona. And then from there on, Columbus, New Mexico, Santa Teresa, New Mexico. And, you know, the Douglas port doesn't cross that many beef cattle. And they said it would be limited only to Chihuahua and Sonora cattle. But I wouldn't expect very many Chihuahua cattle. Chihuahua is a big beef cattle state for exportation. But, you know, that's going way west. That's kind of going away from where their markets are.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. County fairs are just around the corner in Kansas, and with them comes excitement for 4-H exhibits and youth involvement. Kansas 4-H Youth Development Specialist Beth Henshaw says how young people are discovering their passions through 4-H programs.
It is so hard to believe that it's almost county fair season in Kansas, but it is. Our young people have been enrolled since last fall, working on their projects. And the one thing that we know that happens when kids enroll in projects is they're very possibly going to find their spark, you know, something that's going to be something they love to do for the rest of their lives. And many of those things even work into a career. So when we get to county fair time, they have the opportunity to really showcase what it is that they've learned that year in their project. And what we know about county fairs and kids is they love it when their community comes out to see what they've done. One of my suggestions is that everybody contact their local extension office to know when your county fair is going to happen and where, and what that schedule looks like, so that you can be sure and be there and take part and see what's going on.
She highlights the variety of projects that people can see at their local fair.
If you can make it to your local fair, you're going to see hundreds of projects, and they represent all of the different things that Kansas 4-H does, from science, technology, engineering, and math type projects, foods and nutrition, certainly livestock, horse shows, poultry, and rabbits. And then in addition, we have rockets. Photography is a very popular project in Kansas as well. And then also arts, and that's just some of them.
Henshaw also emphasizes the important role adult volunteers play in supporting Kansas 4-H and helping youth succeed.
We could not do 4-H without the partnership of adults, and those include our registered volunteers, who are our club leaders and our project leaders, and then our 4-H parents certainly have a great role in supporting the 4-H program as well. So when you come to the fair, you're going to see lots of young people, but you're going to see lots of adults who it's really important that those young people are successful, and they want to be there to support them as well.
That was Kansas 4-H Youth Development Specialist Beth Henshaw discussing how the community and volunteers' support of county fairs is appreciated. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Pawnee County Fair is just around the corner, and Kyle's Service Center invites everyone to come out July 14th through the 21st. Don't miss the 4-H and FFA events and exhibits, great food, the tractor pulls, and much more. From all of us at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City, proud to support our community.
The world of sports has given us lots of colorful expressions. Which sport has had the biggest impact on our language? Our nomination today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 11th, the 192nd day of the year. Babe Ruth made his Major League Baseball debut on this day in 1914. From being in a pickle or down for the count, sports metaphors permeate our everyday language. But the sport with the biggest impact on our lexicon just may be fishing. From getting hooked or being let off the hook, it's hard to have a conversation without using a fishing term. The store can reel in the customers, and we can fall for something hook, line, and sinker. We'll tell hesitant people to fish or cut bait. We can go fishing for a compliment and sometimes look green around the gills. You can probably think of a dozen more. Hope we haven't opened a can of worms. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Well, overnight, promising showers to our west. Some had a half an inch over toward Washington, then it fizzled out. Nothing here. Night before last, they came as close as the state line with up to a half an inch some areas, and those fizzled out. So, 77 degrees this hour with a cooler weekend ahead. Highs ranging near 90 today, pleasantly in the 85 to 90 degree range Saturday.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals back in action again today, going into a three-day weekend as they are still at home at Kauffman Stadium after having yesterday off, wrapping up their three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, where the Royals ended up sweeping that three-game series, winning game number three, 4-3. They're now back at it again against the Mets tonight. That goes into the weekend. That first pitch tonight on Friday at 7:10. Saturday's game, an afternoon game at 3:10, and a midday game on Sunday at 1:10. Before having almost an entire week off and then getting back in action on the road down in Miami on Friday next week against the Marlins at 6:10 p.m. The three-game win over the Pirates did help extend their lead over the Minnesota Twins, having a one-game lead right now in that number two slot for the American League Central with a record of 46-48. They are still well behind the Detroit Tigers right now with their record at 59-35. The Mets right now are also number two in the National League East with a 53-40 overall record.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball team split a pair with Hiawatha Wednesday, winning the opener 11-10 in nine innings and dropping the nightcap 7-6. Final regular season action at Corning this Saturday, games at 3 and 5 p.m. Then Marysville Senior Legion team advances to the zone tournament at Smith Center, competing with Beloit and Concordia in a four-team field.
KNDY.